here, and there's not a whole bunch of them. I'm going to set them outside, and as you leave, if you could grab one until they're gone, please do. I didn't know exactly how many people we would have here today, so I bought a few. And thank you all very much for your service. Did you get one, sir? Okay, very good. Thank you very much. And you got two more? See how that worked out? God is just kind of like that. He works things out. Well, you know, there's another thing that helps us out in today's world called the internet. But there's also things that don't help us out, and that's called printers that break message. But this is what I've got. It's about the Veterans Day and the holiday and all that. Okay? So here we go. World War I. They say that was the first one. I'm sure there were wars going on before that in households and all that kind of stuff. I know about that. But World War I, known at the time as the greatest war, officially ended on June 28, 1919. But 7 months earlier, when an armistice, and I don't know if that's exactly how you say it, but that's the way I've written it down, or temporary cessation of hostilities went into effect on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. And for that reason, November 11th, 1918 is regarded as the end of the war to end all wars. Well, did that war end all wars? No, it did not. In 1919, President Wilson proclaimed November 11th, today, as the first commemoration of Armistice Day, May 13, 1938. November 11th became a legal holiday on November 11th, 1938. On May 13th, I'm sorry, of 1938. But in 1954, after World War II, yeah, another war, on June 1st, they changed the word armistice. And I believe they did that because nobody can really pronounce that thing. To veterans. To honor American veterans of all wars. So it hasn't always been Veterans Day. It was that other word right there. Did you see how funny I've got that thing written? Because if I tried to read it the way they had it spelled, it just wouldn't be happening.
You've been doing it perfect.
All right. Well, you'll see the way it's written down here, so I can do that. So, as you have learned now, we celebrate Veterans Day for all our military veterans that are serving now, that served before, or have gone on before us, right? And if not, was not always Veterans Day, but it was Armistice Day before that. Okay? So I thank you very much for being here on Veterans Day and helping me out again as you always do. Thank you very much.
Amen.
Thank you, Mike. Good job.